Ahoy there, fellow Corinthians. I bet most folks measure their lives in coffee breaks and commutes.
That's probably true.
But you? Huh. Well, you've probably logged more nautical miles than most folks have hot dinners, right?
You're probably right.
And speaking of charting a course, we're diving deep into that recent membership participation and involvement survey today.
Yeah.
It seems like you all had some strong opinions
Oh, yeah.
about how to attract new members and how to make the Corinthians experience even better
Oh, sure.
for seasoned salts like yourselves.
Absolutely. So, what's fascinating is how many of you want to make the Corinthians more visible.
Visible.
Yeah, to use a nautical term, like almost like a lighthouse attracting new
All
members.
right, like getting out there and enjoying ourselves and letting the
Yeah.
world see what the Corinthians are all about.
Exactly.
Some respondents even suggested making sure that we're a joyful presence at regattas and events. Not just competitive,
Right.
but welcoming too.
Yeah. Welcoming and fun. That's an interesting point. Some of you suggested leveraging our connections at yacht clubs and marinas for recruiting.
Okay.
And it's true that many of us probably joined because of those connections. Think back to the first time you saw a Corinthians fleet out on the water.
Yeah.
It's hard not to be drawn to that shared passion.
It's like when you spot a Catalina 470 on the horizon.
Huh.
You just know there's a good story waiting to be told.
For sure.
But the survey suggests we could be more proactive
Yeah.
about sharing those stories
Yeah.
and attracting new crewmates.
Indeed. A recurring suggestion was for more member recruiting events beyond our annual rendezvous.
Okay.
Some even suggested open houses
Okay.
at yacht clubs, presentations, maybe even a Corinthians 101 seminar,
Oh, wow.
perhaps over a few dark and stormies.
Now that's an idea I can get behind. To really sweeten the deal, maybe we can introduce, drum roll, a referral program
Ooh,
with
with
incentives.
incentives. Interesting. Some respondents suggested a discount on haul outs. Oh, nice.
Or maybe even a free year of a sailing magazine subscription.
Oh, that's
Though
cool.
knowing Captain Joe, he'd probably prefer a discount on towing services just in case.
Well, he does have a knack for finding those uncharted sandbars.
He does.
Speaking of the good captain, another key theme was attracting younger sailors.
Younger sailors.
We all know the joys of swapping tails with seasoned
Oh,
salts.
yeah.
But we need some fresh faces to keep those spinnakers flying high for years to come.
Absolutely. One recurring suggestion was discounted trial memberships, a way for younger sailors to get a taste of the Corinthian experience.
Makes sense. Not everyone is ready to commit to a full membership right away,
Right.
especially if they're just starting out. It's like learning to sail. You
Yeah.
don't start with a transatlantic crossing. You ease into it with a few day sails first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of easing into things, some members propose creating a mentorship program,
Oh, interesting.
pairing experienced boat owners with aspiring sailors.
Imagine the knowledge transfer, the shared adventures, and the chance to teach the younger generation how to avoid Captain Joe's,
Huh.
shall we say, unique approach to navigation.
I can already picture it now. All right, young sailor. Here's a chart, a compass, and a depth sounder. Now try to avoid anything shallower than, well, anything shallower than Captain Joe's draft.
Perhaps we should make grounding avoidance a mandatory part of the mentorship program.
Maybe.
But jokes aside, it's a valuable idea. Think about the sense of community it could foster, not just between mentors and mentees, but across generations of Corinthians.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. It's funny
Fun.
when you think about it, sailing is all about connecting with the elements,
Yeah.
harnessing the wind and the waves. But the Corinthian experience, it's about connecting with each other, sharing
Absolutely.
that passion for the sea.
That's a great point. The survey really highlighted this desire for connection
Yeah.
beyond just races and rendezvous.
Okay.
It's about building a stronger sense of community. Something that resonates with seasoned salts and landlubber newbies alike?
And speaking of newbies, the survey had some really interesting suggestions for engaging younger sailors who may not yet have the financial means for boat ownership.
Right. Some members suggested organizing events specifically geared towards those who are new to sailing or don't yet own a boat.
Okay.
Things like day sails, sunset cruises, maybe even some onshore social events where
Yeah.
folks can mingle and swap stories.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
And to really get the adrenaline pumping, how about a Corinthians Learn to Race series?
Ooh.
Imagine a fleet of J24s
Okay.
with Corinthians veterans coaching the next generation of racers.
I can already picture it, spinnakers flying, tactics being debated. Maybe a few good-natured protests thrown in for good measure. Who knows? We might even discover the next America's Cup champion hiding within our ranks.
Yeah, never know. And speaking of hidden talent, some members suggested creating a Corinthians classified section on the website.
Ah, yes. This was a popular one. Many of you want a place to connect for things like crew finding boat sharing. Maybe even swap sea stories or trade that spare anchor you've got lying around.
Right. It's like a virtual swap meet for all things nautical. I can already picture it. Someone posting, looking for crew for a weekend jaunt to Catalina. Must be comfortable with close quarters, strong winds, and the occasional grounding.
Well, we can't promise a grounding-free experience, especially if Captain Joe's on board.
Of course.
But it's a fantastic idea. It taps into that spirit of sharing and collaboration that's at the heart of the Corinthian experience.
And while we're on the topic of online resources, the survey also highlighted the need for a more engaging and user-friendly website.
Indeed. Some of you suggested adding features like online forums for discussions, maybe a photo gallery for sharing those epic sailing shots, and perhaps even a section for posting upcoming events and social gatherings.
Oh, and how about a Captain Joe's Corner where he can share his, shall we say, unconventional navigation techniques?
Ah, now that's an idea that's sure to generate some clicks.
Right, but seriously, a revamped website could be a powerful tool for connecting members, sharing information, and promoting the Corinthian spirit to the wider sailing community.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about the power of face-to-face interaction. Many respondents emphasize the importance of fostering those personal connections that make the Corinthians so special.
Right. Some even suggested hosting more social events beyond the usual regattas and rendezvous. Yeah. Things like potluck dinners, themed parties, maybe even a Corinthians film festival showcasing member-made videos of their sailing adventures.
Oh, I love that idea. We could have categories for best cinematography, most dramatic rescue, and of course, Captain Joe's greatest groundings.
Well, we might have to be selective with that last category. We wouldn't want to overwhelm the audience.
Yeah.
But you're right. Fostering those social connections is crucial. It's about creating a welcoming and inclusive environment where everyone feels like they belong, regardless of their sailing experience or boat ownership status.
It strikes me that we've been talking a lot about attracting new members.
Which is fantastic.
It is.
But we can't forget about the heart and soul of the Corinthians, our current members. What can we do to enhance the experience for those who've been frying the Burgee for years?
Well, the survey responses show a clear desire for more opportunities to connect, learn, and grow within the Corinthians.
Okay.
You know, it's about creating a sense of belonging, like a well-tuned crew, working together to navigate any challenge.
Now, some members even mentioned feeling like there were mini fleets within the Corinthians, tight-knit groups that could be harder to break into.
It's interesting you say that. A few respondents suggested a buddy system for new members.
A buddy system?
Yeah, pairing them with seasoned Corinthians.
Okay.
Who can show them the ropes, so to speak.
Okay.
Not just about the club, but about the local waters, favorite anchorages, you know. Insider tips.
Yeah, love it. Like a Corinthians welcome wagon.
Yeah.
To help new folks find their sea legs and feel part of the crew from day one. And it could even prevent them from ending up, well, let's just say in a situation that requires Captain Joe's particular set of skills.
That's a great way to put it. We all know Captain Joe's adventures are legendary, but perhaps we can help others avoid those learning experiences.
Speaking of learning experiences, several members suggested expanding our educational offerings.
Yes.
Going beyond just racing tactics.
That's right. Some folks mentioned wanting workshops on things like engine maintenance, sail repair, even navigation and weather forecasting.
Wow.
Imagine a Corinthians Skillshare series where members can learn from each other's expertise.
Oh, that's what I call tapping into the collective wisdom of the fleet.
Aha.
And it doesn't have to be all serious business either. How about some fun workshops, too?
Oh, yeah.
Not tying competitions. Celestial navigation for the truly adventurous Heba. We could even have Captain Joe give a masterclass on sandbar identification and evasion techniques.
I think Captain Joe might have a different title for that course.
I bet he would.
But you're right. It's about finding that balance between practical skills and just plain old fun.
And speaking of fun, what about creating a Corinthians bucket list?
Big bucket list.
A compilation of epic sailing adventures and destinations suggested by members.
I love that idea. Imagine a shared Google map where members can pin their dream destinations.
Oh,
from secluded coves to transoceanic crossings.
Wow.
We could even organize group trips and rallies.
Now you're talking. It's like a Corinthians choose your own adventure.
Ah, I like it.
We could have something for everyone from a leisurely weekend cruise to the Channel Islands to a daring expedition to wherever Captain Joe accidentally ends up next.
We'll have to make sure the Coast Guard is on speed dial for that one.
For sure.
But seriously, the possibilities are endless when you tap into the collective imagination of the Corinthians. It's about empowering members to create their own adventures and share those experiences with the community.
And that brings us to another recurring theme in the survey, the volunteerism. Many of you expressed a desire to contribute to the Corinthians beyond just paying dues.
Some respondents suggested creating a volunteer database where members can sign up for tasks that match their skills and interests. Whether it's helping with event planning, mentoring new members, or even lending a hand with website updates, there's something for everyone to contribute.
And we could make it fun and rewarding. Think volunteer appreciation parties, special recognition in the main sheet, maybe even a Volunteer of the Year award presented at the annual rendezvous.
I love it. It's about recognizing and celebrating the contributions of our members, because ultimately, the Corinthians is a community built on shared passion, generosity, and a love for the sea.
Well said. So we've covered a lot of ground today, attracting new members, engaging existing members, and fostering a stronger sense of community. It's been an inspiring deep dive, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for the Corinthians.
Me too. And remember, the best ideas often come from the members themselves. So as we move forward, let's keep those lines of communication open, share our thoughts, and work together to chart a course for a bright and exciting future for the Corinthians.
So there you have it, a deep dive into the heart and soul of the Corinthians. Remember, it's not just about the boats, the races, or the destinations. It's about the people, the friendships, and the shared love for adventure. And as you head out on your next voyage, whether it's a quick jaunt to Catalina or a Trans-Pacific crossing, keep those Corinthian values close at heart: camaraderie, generosity, and maybe just a touch of Captain Joe's adventurous spirit. Until next time, fair winds and following seas.